Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree and I am the host of the show. Here we center the wellness, the joy, the healing, and abundance of Black women. So every Monday you'll get a hot and fresh new episode from me, either solo or with a guest, and we'll talk about any and everything pertaining to self-care. That's what I do here. So first of all, let me just say, because you know I love to just jump right in, and sometimes I am rude sometimes. I don't ask like, how are you doing, what's going on in your life, you know. I just want to get to the meat, you know. But I will say that I hope, all kidding aside, that you are having a blessed and abundant start to your week if you're listening to this on Monday. So with that said, okay, I had the opportunity to watch the Mary J. Blige documentary on Amazon Prime over the weekend, specifically on Saturday, I believe. And it was everything. It was everything, honestly. I love Mary J. Blige. I've been a fan since like the 90s. You know, what's the 411 and Real Love and like all, like Mary J. Blige, she got some hitters. She got some bangers. I mean, I don't need to tell you who Mary J. Blige is, you know. But the documentary for me was fascinating. It was fascinating. And I'll tell you, I love to watch documentaries of all kinds. Nothing really is off the table for the most part when it comes to my, I don't know, my curiosity and just willingness to just to learn about different experiences. So I watch documentaries on, like right now I'm watching the documentary on I think his name is James Altucher. He's like this millionaire who made millions of dollars, then lost millions of dollars, then he made millions of dollars again, and he lost millions of dollars again, because he just kept self-sabotaging. So I was just like, I need to watch that. So anyway, I just love documentaries, and I especially love documentaries that feature the story of Black people, Black women. I think like a couple of weeks ago or a week or so ago, I watched the other documentary. I think this one's on Netflix, called In Our Mother's Gardens. That was fascinating. But I love to watch Black documentaries because they help me to feel connected to my people, to my community, and I can learn. There's always something for me to learn or explore about myself when I watch documentaries, especially Black documentaries. So it's no surprise that I watch Mary J. Blige's doc, and it was amazing. So I wanted to talk about that because I had some powerful reminders, or I was able to glean some powerful ahas and reminders from watching the documentary, 3 in particular that I want to talk about today. And I want to share that with you because I know that there's someone who's listening right now that she doesn't know like how she's going to make it. You know, you're questioning your worth. You're a product of struggle. You're a product of feeling like you aren't good enough currently, or you weren't good enough as a child. You weren't good enough to be happy or to feel smart or to feel loved. Like you weren't in that nurturing type of environment, either like if you were from the streets or like my family, they grew up in the projects, you know. So everything wasn't necessarily all peaches and cream for you and for me. And so I know there's someone out there that's listening, and they need a reminder. They need some strong reminders of their worth, and that they can just do anything that they put their minds to. Because that's something that I need to remind myself of, like, every day. Every day I wake up, I've got to pour into myself something positive, something that's going to pour into my spirit, something that's going to feed my soul. Like, every single, like, just like you feed your body every day, you know, you gotta feed your spirit every single day. So if you haven't had the chance to watch the Mary J. Blige documentary, I encourage you to please go ahead and get on Amazon and check that out. Now, before I get started, I'm gonna need you to share this episode with someone that needs to hear what I'm about to say, because these reminders are a part of our healing and our joy. And I know that you have friends on your friends list that need some uplifting, that need some healing, right? And I would really love it if you would share. So I've got some notes here. As you know, I'm a note taker. So I do have some notes. I'm not going to lie, but I'm gonna do my best to keep it short and sweet, all right? So I do have three powerful reminders that I made note of, and I wanted to share that with you as well. Now, again, watching this documentary, in case you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, it basically, I mean, it was a typical documentary as far as what you would expect from someone that's like a rock star or a singer. Like, if you watch the Tina Turner documentary, which I did, or any of the others, like, it follows the, or like the Michelle Obama one, Becoming. It follows the star around as she kind of goes into her neighborhood, or she's traveling on the road, or she's, you know, at her concert, but in the background, behind the scenes, they're asking questions just, and she's telling you about where she came from, what her environment was like, what she experienced as a kid, what she experienced as a young adult. And you can never say that Mary J. Blige is not real. Like, I can't imagine that the Mary J. Blige that we see on stage and we see in the documentary and in interviews and things like that, I can't imagine that she would be any different than what we see, as far as, like, completely, you know, like, some people, they are one way on social media, for example, or whatever, and it's like everything's rainbows and I'm the perfect person, or I'm always happy, I'm always smiling. And if that's you and that's your authentic you, this is not any shade against you. I'm just saying, like, there are sometimes we put on appearances for a variety of reasons. But I got the feeling that the Mary J. Blige that we saw on camera, for the most part, is the Mary J. Blige. Like, that's what you're gonna get. You know what I mean? It just felt very raw and authentic. But that was just my perception. So anyway, she does talk about her childhood and things like that. And while she was talking, I was just, like, identifying so much with some of the stuff that she was saying. So let me go ahead and give you these three. I mean, and there were more takeaways than this, but these were the three that really resonated with me. And it's funny, because how you and I can watch, like, the same movie, read the same books, listen to the same podcast, listen to the same speakers, dynamic speakers, and things like that, they can speak to you differently. Like, Mary J. Blige's story might speak to you differently than it spoke to me, right? It's like our hearts and our minds, we kind of latch on to things that we need in that moment, like we need to see or we need to hear. And honestly, we take away from it what we need in that season. But I found also that sometimes we're not ready for the message, but we'll come back to it. Like, we'll come across something that we listened to years ago, and it'll resonate differently. It'll resonate differently. So sometimes you pack things away and you'll forget about it. And then a thought will trigger a remembrance or an idea or a thought or something. Because sometimes there's truths and experiences we're not necessarily always ready for. So yeah. So again, these are my takeaways. You might find something different in the documentary, but let me go ahead and get into these powerful truths, these reminders. The first one is, you got to hold on to your vision. You got to hold on to your vision and allow yourself to see past, like, the physical. See past your environment, okay? There's a lot going on in the world. And speaking from personal experience, when you are raised in a certain kind of environment, it could be a lack mindset kind of environment. It could be a struggle environment. It could be a violent environment. It could be a toxic, unhealthy, whatever, you know what I'm saying, type of environment that's not nurturing you the way that you deserve to be nurtured. It's not always easy to hold on to that vision as a child, as a young adult, or even as an older adult in your 50s and 60s, right? It's not easy to hold on to that vision, hold on to what you'd like to achieve, who you'd like to bloom into, the journey that you'd like to take in your life, because you've been surrounded in your environment by so many signs of you ain't gonna be nothing, you can't do nothing, everything's a struggle, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you can't do it because nobody in our family's done it, you can't achieve that because it's just impossible, or you have that mindset of well, I can't support you. I mean, they're not necessarily physically saying this, but this is the unconscious thought behind it. I can't physically support you, child, in your dreams because no one supported me and I don't know how to do that. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what it feels like to do that for someone else because no one ever did it for me, right? So, again, being able to see past what you see in the physical is... it's so important to be able to do that and to remind yourself and remember that, first of all, things are temporary. Nothing is permanent. And I know that there are things that are happening in, I'll say, the spiritual realm. And that for me, like, things started to happen once I was really able to start holding on to my faith. You know, they say that faith of a mustard seed. That was when my vision started to really take off. That is when the goals I had for myself really started to take off. That was when things started shifting in the physical. Me being able to hold that vision and see beyond. Even though the world, and I'm saying the world as in your circumstances, as in your environment, as in the people in your circles, even though in the physical, it's like, no, 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 this ain't for you. You can't do it. Give up. Nobody's ever done it. You can't do it. Like, just all those negative, that imagery that we get bombarded with on a regular basis, or that we were bombarded with on a regular basis growing up, or in our teens, or in our early 20s, or whatever, being able to hold firm in your vision because you know that God has more for you, or being able to hold onto that vision because you just know in your spirit, you know in your gut, your intuition is saying, there is definitely more, and I gotta keep going. I gotta keep pushing. I gotta keep pressing. I gotta keep believing, no matter what it looks like on the outside, no matter what people are saying about me or to me. I gotta hold on to my truth. And sometimes that's all that you have in some seasons is your truth, right? So we gotta be able to hold that vision and allow yourself to see beyond what your eyes can physically see, okay? So that was number one. Let's see. I better look at my notes because sometimes I be going off the cuff, child. Let's see. These are in no particular order, by the way, and I'm hoping that I catch everything. The second thing that I'm going to say is that the doc reminded me of was that you got to lean into your saving grace. You got to lean into your saving grace. You got to lean into what's good. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hair care is not one size fits all. At the beginning of my natural journey back in the 2000s, I remember feeling so frustrated because at the time, there weren't many brands even acknowledging type 4 hair. So you had to search high and low for products that even worked. Having a great hair day is possible thanks to Way. My hair is dense with fine strands and it's super kinky, coily, and dry. Found out that part of the dryness was because my conditioner had to fight its way through buildup and hard water. If this sounds like you, you have got to add Way's Detox Shampoo to your rotation. It brought my hair back to life and now it's forever a must-have. Another must-have for me is Way's Hair Oil. So once my wash and go is dry, I love to fluff and scrunch with Way's Hair Oil and it makes it feel softer and healthier. You want more volume? Way has a shampoo and conditioner for that. More moisture? They got a shampoo and conditioner for that too. Spend less time guessing and more time rocking a great hair day with Way Hair Care. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code SELFCARE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code SELFCARE. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau sees your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. Getkickoff.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change.
That's helping you to keep going, like helping you to keep pushing towards whatever that vision is that you have. In Mary's case, and I don't want to give too much away from the documentary. I definitely want you to go and watch it for yourself. But in Mary's case, obviously, non-spoiler alert, it was singing. And she talked about how singing, like, it obviously, it saved her. It saved her. Again, I don't want to give too much away, but definitely Mary J. Blige's saving grace that saved her life, because at one point she had to make a choice of what she wanted to do. Like, well, you have to watch the documentary, but yeah, singing. But my saving grace, I would say, is like when times were hard, as corny as it may sound, my saving grace is and was being able to read, being able to communicate, being able to learn, being able to explore ideas. And this is funny to me because I feel like I'm introverted or an ambivert. I'm really not sure what the official title is, I want to give myself, but I don't want to box myself in anyway, but I feel as if, even though I'm not saying that I'm the best speaker, because I am not, and I don't want to embarrass myself and go into how I have proof, receipts of that, but I am not the perfect speaker. I am not the perfect communicator. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being the best in the world necessarily. It's about being able to lean into what your specific talents are, what your specific gifts are. And I feel like mine is being able to communicate and speak, which is why I have this podcast. And I feel like that saving grace is really going to help you to go far, especially when you feel like the world is like against you, or you feel like things are just not going the way you envision them to go, right? So we got to lean into that. Now, I can't tell you what your saving grace is because I don't know. I don't know, but I encourage you to figure that out. Figure that out. Take some time. Eliminate distractions. Try new things. You know, you might need to, and this is no shade, all right? But you might need to take some time and be still. Be quiet. Turn your phone off. Let people know you're taking a mini vacation. Stay out of Facebook. Stay out of, stay off of social media. Delete the apps if you need to. Turn your TV off. And check in with yourself. Check in with yourself. Go outside. Take a walk. Get some fresh air. Like for this entire week, take a walk every single day, right? I challenge you to not watch TV for an entire week. You will not die. I challenge you to only do things that pour into you, that feed your spirit. And some of that is on social media. Some of that is on social media, but you have to be very particular about what you watch. Like, go onto YouTube, find some positive motivational videos, find some things that will pour into your spirit, and also figure out what kind of things you like to do, things that you can do that either come naturally for you or help you to, when you're in that moment, when you're doing it, it helps you to take your mind off of things that are happening. It helps you to feel at ease. It helps you to feel more calm. It helps you to feel more in your element. You need to lean into that. You need to lean into those moments, because those are the moments that are going to help you keep going. Those are the things that are going to just, you know, sometimes you're in make or break situations, and that thing that you do, you know, for, again, Mary, it was singing. For me, it's communicating. For you, it could be something. It could be the way you educate. It can be the way you make beautiful jewelry. It can be the way that you, I mean, there's so many different things. The way you make music, the way you make art, the way you declutter a room. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be something. Everybody has something. Everybody's got something. So you got to lean into your saving grace. Okay. And then the third thing that I wanted to say . Hey sistren, summertime is here, and respectfully, summertime is about to get the beautiful body I'm gonna give it. This means I want my situation moisturized and glowing from head to toe. Taking care of my skin and smelling great while also being intentional about what is in the products I'm using is a huge part of my self-care routine. And I know it is for you too. This is why I love, love, love the Sugar Shack. The Sugar Shack offers exactly what my skin needs, but they do it with high quality ingredients that I can actually pronounce, like cocoa butter, shea butter, coconut oil, pure cane sugar, and arrowroot root. And I feel good about that. So go to SugarShackCollection.com today and take a look at their bath, body, and spa essentials. And don't miss their Juneteenth Power Soap. You are going to love that. It looks amazing. Again, that's SugarShackCollection.com, SugarShackCollection.com. Now back to the show. is believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself and stop crapping. I'll say crapping. Pooping. How about that? Stop pooping on yourself. Real talk. Real talk. You got to believe in yourself. Because at one point in the video, which, and I know that we've all done this. You cannot tell me that you haven't done this, because I know that I've done it several times. I know that I've done it. Like, sometimes it's like wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. And what that is, and what she talked about in the video was her people, her fans. You know, she's building a fan base. She's out there blowing and singing and doing all these things. Now, if you listen to the episode, you know I had an episode, or you listen to the podcast, you know I had an episode where I was talking about, why can I not sing, God? Why didn't you allow me to be able to sing and sound good? Because I can't. That ain't my skill. That's not my ministry, as they say. But she's obviously very talented. You know what I'm saying? And she's doing her thing, and she's starting to make money, which at one point she says, like, it's overwhelming. You know, off topic, but it's like, when you go from not having anything to having, like, the world, I know it seems like this is just so easy to handle and the best thing ever, us outsiders looking in, but it's not. It's not necessarily always easy, and, you know, I'll get into this in the next topic. Actually, I have four kind of topics now that I think about it. So let me keep going with what I was going to say about believing in yourself. My point was that she didn't think that she was trash, but she didn't believe in herself. But she had people like pumping her up and hyping her up because they wanted her music. They wanted the gift. They wanted what she had to offer. But she didn't even realize just how talented that she really was. And, you know, we'll mess around and miss out on opportunities, miss out on blessings that are lined up for us because we talk ourselves out of situations that we can handle, we can do. Again, doesn't have to be perfect. But God is like, I need you to go on and walk down this path. I'm laying out for you step by step. And we're like, no, I can't do that. This ain't for me. Because I did it that one time and it didn't go the way I wanted it to go. So clearly this is not for me. How many times have we done that? Or clearly I'm not smart enough, or I don't have what it takes because I tried to do this a couple of times and it just, you know, it didn't go the way I wanted. So I'm not going to try this anymore. I can't do it. But, you know, we're going to have to start betting on ourselves. We have to start betting on ourselves. And I know that can be super scary to own your gift and own your power and own just your amazingness. If I could just take you by the shoulders and be like, girl, owning your amazingness that you refuse to see. Yes, I am yelling. Okay. You refuse to see it, but everybody and their mama can see it. Ray Charles can see it. Right? But we can't see it. We refuse to see our good. We refuse to see our gifts. We refuse to acknowledge and own and see the amazingness that we have within us, the power that we have within us. We just, our gifts, we just don't, we refuse to see them. And I'm pretty sure that comes from a place of just like a low self-esteem, low sense of self-worth, where we think that everybody else has it, but we don't. Everybody else is smarter. Everybody else is amazing. Everybody else is talented. Everybody else is, you know, whatever. Insert your own word. And we do that to ourselves. I'm going to need you from today, this day forward, to start believing in yourself. Believe in yourself the way that you believe in everybody else. When your friends come to you and they're like, I can't do it, girl. I can't do it, girl. I don't know. And you're like, girl, you can do it, because you see her potential. You see her heart. You see her commitment. You see her dedication. You see her brilliance. You see her intelligence. You see her amazingness. You see her power. You see all that for other people, but you can't see it for yourself.
Like, seriously? You can't see that for yourself? I'm going to need you to start believing yourself. Stop crapping on yourself, okay? Now, if it's a thing where you're like, well, you're doubting yourself because you don't necessarily have all the skills, I get that. Still believe in yourself, but take a class. You can still believe in yourself and be perfecting your skills at the same time. You can still believe in yourself and learn about whatever it is that you're doing. You can still do that. You can do both. But what you're not going to do, if you listen to this podcast, is not believe in yourself. That's what you're not going to do. All right. And so the fourth thing that I was going to, well, actually, I wasn't going to mention it, but I guess I will because I started talking about it. And I do have a little bit of notes on it, is I was talking about, what was I talking about? I think I was talking about the money and the fame and success and all that. First things first, she did have a quote where she said, success comes from when you are a success inside. A lot of us get trapped by what we feel the world, like the world gives us this ideal success. And we strive for that, you know, the money, the fame, the celebrity, the like whatever, you know, whatever the world is saying. This is the only way you are successful is when you have these things, these physical things, you know what I mean? That's when you are successful. But no, I agree with her when she said that success comes from when you are a success inside. And that's like, how much do you love yourself, sis? How much do you believe in yourself? How do you know your worth? Are you healing? Are you growing? Are you loving yourself? Are you prioritizing yourself? Are you, you know, setting boundaries? Are you growing? Are you building genuine relationships? Like, it says, you know, the money's great, obviously. We need money. The world runs on money. So don't get it twisted. But I'm saying it's not just about the money. Because I'm going to tell you that the person that you are before the money is the person you're going to be after the money. Like, in other words, people think that, or when I say people, I mean me. I used to think that once I have all these money, once I have all this money, the world's going to be a perfect place. I'm going to be the perfect person. I'm going to just love myself. I'm going to be amazing. Like, no, that's not how it works. Money is going to amplify. Like, if you're miserable before you get money, like when you were broke and you're miserable, you're going to be miserable rich. If you broke and insecure, you're going to be rich and insecure, right? If you are broke and jealous, you're going to be rich and jealous. It's like we've got to prioritize our healing, because again, the money is going to amplify whatever's going on inside, and it's going to manifest itself in a number of ways. So like, if you're working for validation when you broke, you're going to be looking for validation when you have money. Like, all of that is what it's going to be. And I just want to tell you that your journey matters. Your experiences mean something. Your story matters. You matter. And it's not just about the money. Everything that you've experienced is something that you can use to pour into other people in a real way. Not in like that fake positive way that people kind of come to expect, or that quote unquote positivity where you bury the things that happen to you, or you pretend that you're okay, but inside you're literally dying. You're rich and you're dying, right? So yeah, it's not about the money. It's about who you are on the inside. Who you're becoming on the inside.
All right? It's about healing and trusting and questioning your way to your version of success, your version of happiness, your version of self-love. And I'm here to tell you that it's a lifelong journey. It's not like, okay, I've been doing this for 6 months, I have arrived. No, it's a lifelong journey, and you're going to grow on that journey. You're going to evolve on that journey. As you continue down your own path to, again, happiness, self-love, and success. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So, yeah. Those are my 4 points. Those are the things that I took away from watching the Mary J. Blige documentary. I encourage you to watch it and just connect with what she's saying. Connect with what she's kind of offering. And I will say, real talk, I was upset. I'm just going to do a spoiler alert here. Real talk, she did not dance. I was waiting the entire documentary to see Mary do her shuffle. She did not do it. I don't know who put this documentary together, but you have failed us on that level, on that in that regard, because I did not see her do her dance, and I was not very happy about that. I'm just going to be honest. But all of that aside, real talk, this documentary to me was powerful. So many takeaways. And I love it. And I love that she shared her story. I love that she shared her growth. I love that she shared how she's healing. I love that she shared her truth. And that to me is what it's all about. So go watch it. Amazon Prime, okay? All right. Well, I think I've said everything that I have to say. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. Hey, and by the way, if you can please, like I said, share this episode with a friend. Make sure if you're listening to this on iTunes, please like and 5-star review this podcast, because your support really does help me to keep doing episodes and to get in front of more amazing Black women just like you. And then also don't forget that I am building a self-care directory for us by us. You can go to browngirlselfcare.com to check that out. I don't know why I be getting tongue-tied sometimes. It's like sometimes my mouth is moving faster than my brain. I think that's what it is. So I have to make sure that I tell myself to slow down and just take a breath. Okay? Like I said, communicating. It's not always perfect, but I'm still going to own my truth and know that I am a powerful communicator, even if I'm not at that level yet. I'm just going to keep honing my craft and keep pushing my vision forward. Okay? So that's what it's all about. It doesn't have to be perfect, clearly. So in any case, all kidding aside, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have an incredible week, and I will see you next Monday for another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.